6, Mishnah 7. Kalim shitachas haperach, utensils beneath the flour. It's translated as the capital. But what it means is you've got a column, and then at the top of the column, you know, you've got the stuff that comes out. Looks like a decorative ornamentation there, which looks like a flour. So that's why it's called the flour. So toharim are pure. So what it means is that if there is, let's say, a body underneath the column, buried underneath it, so the tumor will grow up through the column, but it won't go like out over the flour. So something underneath the flour, but not underneath the column, will still be tahor. Rabbi Yochanan ben Yuri Metama, he disagrees. He says it will spread out, but the halacha does not follow him. So if it's underneath the flour, but not underneath the body of the column, it will be pure, the utensils. If the tumah and the utensils are underneath the flour, if the flour is at least a tefach thick, then it will be tumah, because now it's like the flour is the tent, right? And they're all under the flour. But if not, then they are pure. Shnei pardiskim ze betzad ze. If we got two cabinets, one next to the other, or ze al gabba ze, one above the other, and says the Kaati, they hollowed out of the wall these cabinets. So you got a wall in the house over there, and they hollow out the wall, and they make cabinets, and there's two, one next to each other, one above the other. Niftach echad mahem, if one of the cabinets was opened, the door up to the cabinet was opened, it and the house are impure. If it has corpse in it, or even he brings buried in the floor of the thing, so it will like rise up into the cabinet, and then if the door is open, only if the door is open, will it go out from the cabinet into the house. The chaveratar, but if the other cabinet will be pure if the door is closed, it won't flow back into that cabinet. Veron es hapadiskin keiluhu oitem, and we look at the cabinet as if it is a solid block. Yidun mechetzel mechetzel lahavia esatum labas. So the rule will then follow half and half to convey impurity to the house. So again, there's lots of interpretation of what this means. He's bring one over here, which he says follows the Bartanir, the Rash, and the Rosh. But what he's saying, if both the cabinet doors were closed, then we look at it as if it's solid. We look at it as if it's the wall of the house. We look at it as a solid wall. And then we follow that half and half. If the impurity is in the inner half, then we say it belongs to the inner half of the house, and the house is impure. But if it's in the outer half, then the house is pure. We follow that law that we said in the previous Mishnah.